Today's shiur will be Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Beis, but we will start 19 lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, from the beginning of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, Avodah Kichavim Shehoi Eloginoi Merchatz, that there was an Avodah Zarah that had to it a garden or a bathhouse, Nen in Mehen Shiloi B'Toiva, you're allowed to have use of it, but as long as there is no Toiva, no advantage given, which means there is no payment made. And the Gemara will explain soon, no payment made to who. But that's what it says here, that as long as there is no payment given, then you're allowed to have Hanoah from this garden and from this Merchat. And even though the garden and the Merchat belongs to the Avodah Zarah, but there is no Hegdish for Avodah Zarah, there's no such thing that something that belongs to Avodah Zarah should be similar to Lahavdil, just like something is Hegdish and belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. You can't have any use from it, because it gets the Kedusha on it. So the same thing we should say, that something that belongs to Avodah Zarah should have a kind of Hegdish in the opposite sense, that you shouldn't be able to have Hanoah from it. That doesn't apply, as Rashi says, that the Gemara says earlier in Afnam Dal Adam Adbei, there is no Hegdish for Avodah Zarah. So therefore, if there is no payment given for the use, you are allowed to have Hanoah from it. But the Ein Nani Mehen B'Toiva, but you're not allowed to have Hanoah from it if there is an advantage, if there is payment made for the use. This is only if the Ginor, the Merchat, belonged only to the Avodah Zarah. Ho yeshelo v'shel acherim, if it belonged to it and to others also, nen in mehen, bein b'toivo, or bein sheloi b'toivo, then you're allowed to have use from it, whether there is payment given or there is no payment, whether there is an advantage or there is no advantage through the use. In both cases, you're allowed to have use from it. And the Gemara will explain soon what that means. Mishnah continues saying that Avodah Zarah of a goy is also right away. As soon as the goy makes the Avodah Zarah, it has a din of Avodah Zarah and it is also Bahanoah. You don't have to wait for somebody to worship that Avodah Zarah in order for it to become Osir. As soon as it's made, it is Osir. They shall Yisrael, but if it's an Avodah Zarah of a Yid, a Nasura Acheti of it is not Osir until it is actually worshipped. The Gemara explains, Omar Abaye, Abaye said, Toiva, what does the Mishnah mean that you are not allowed to have Hanoah from it? The Toiva, that means, Toiva's Koimrin, the payment, the advantage to the priests of the Avodah Zarah. So if you are going to pay, give some kind of an advantage to the priests of the Avodah Zarah, then you are not allowed. Shaloi B'Toiva, when the Mishnah says, but you are allowed to have Hanoah from it. If it is without Toiva, that means Shaloi B'Toiva's Koimrin. That if there is no advantage, no payment given to the Koimrin, to the priests of the Avodah Zarah. La Fuki, this comes to exclude Toiva Savideo. The Toiva, the advantage, the payment to the worshippers of the Avodah Zarah. The Shori, that is Mutter. That the only time you're not allowed is if there is an advantage to the Koimrin, to the priests of the Avodah Zarah. But if there will be an advantage payment to the worshippers of the Avodah Zarah, the Shori, that is Mutter. So when the Mishnah says that you are not allowed to have use from it, B'toiva, it's only B'toiva of the Koimrim. But you are allowed to pay the worshippers for using the Gina or the Merchat, and that is Mutter. Ike de Masna la Seifa, some learned the words of Abaye on the Seifa, on the second part of the Mishnah. Not as we said before that Abaye said his Din, on the first part of the Mishnah, where it speaks about a Gina and Merchat that belongs to the Avodah Zarah. And there's a difference whether B'toiva, Shaloi B'toiva, but they learned the words of Abaye on the Sefer, where it says, Hoya Shaloi V'Shalachayrim, and if the Gin and the Merchat belong to it, to Avodah Zarah, and to others, Nenin Mehen B'toiva V'Shaloi B'toiva, so then you're allowed to have use from it, whether it is with the Toiva with advantage, or without advantage. In both cases you're allowed. So on this, Omar Abaye, Abaye said, what does B'toiva mean? B'toiva Sachayrim. That when you say you are allowed to have Hanoah from it, even B'toiva, that means if others will have a Toiva from it, which means that the worshippers will gain by it. And it says also you're allowed to have Hanoah Shaloi B'toiva, that means Shaloi B'toiva's Koimrin, as long as there is no benefit to the priest. But if there is benefit to the priest, then you're not allowed to have Hanoah from it, even in the case where the Gin and the Merchat belongs to the Avodah Zarah together with somebody else. And the Gemara explains, Man de Masna Seife, Kolosh Knadesha. The one that learned these words of Abaye on the Seife, so certainly the same would apply on the Reise. That if in the case with the Gin and the Merchat belonged to the Avodah Zarah to somebody else, nevertheless, you are not allowed to have any use from it. If there is a toive to the priest, so certainly in the reisha, where it belongs only to the avodah zarah, certainly you're not allowed to have a noah from it if there is a toive to the priest. But the one that learned the words of Abai and the reisha, so you could say, avala seifa, but this opinion holds that concerning the seifa, it's different. Even the iki achirim behadah, since there are others involved here too, even if there is a toive to the priest, it's also allowed. According to the first pshat in the Gemara, that Abaye said his din in the Reisha, so only in the Reisha, where it only belongs to the Avodah Zarah, that's where we say that if it's the toive of the Kaimrim, you are not allowed to have any Anuah. But in the Sefer, since there is somebody else involved, it belongs to the Avodah Zarah to somebody else, so here, maybe, even if there's a toive to the Kaimrim, you're also allowed. So when it says in the Mishnah, that if it belongs to it and to others, you're allowed to have Hanoah betoive v'shalai betoive, so according to the first shot, that means even betoive of the koimnim, you're allowed to have Hanoah, as since this belongs not only to the Avodah Zarah but to others also. Then the Gemara continues, it said in the Mishnah, Avodah Kichov v'shalai v'kichov masurim miyat. The Avodah Zarah of a goy is forbidden right away as soon as it's made. The Gemara says, Masnisimane, who is the Tana that said this thing in the Mishnah? The Bakivi. It only goes according to the Bakivi. Because as the Gemara will explain, there's a machloikis between the Bakivi and the Bishmoel. According to the Bishmoel, the Dinid and the Avodah Zarah of a Goy is Osir only after it's worshipped. And the Avodah Zarah of a Yid is Osir right away, just the opposite than it says in the Mishnah. The Bakivi is the one that holds, as it says in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says that this Mishnah goes according to the Bakivi. The Tanya, because we learn in the Braise, quotes the Pasuk where it says, Abit ta'abdunas kol ha-mekoymes asher avdu shem ha-goyim, that you should destroy all the places that the goyim worship their idols there. And he explains that this Pasuk is speaking the kelim shenishtam shebehem l'avodas kechovim ha-kos of medaber. That the Pasuk is speaking concerning kelim, vessels that were used for avodah zarah. And the Pasuk says that you have to destroy all the vessels. And the Gemara will explain soon how we can say that this pasuk is speaking about vessels when the pasuk says kol ha-mekoyim is all the places. It's mashmit speaking about the land, the area, the place where the Avodah Zarah was. But the Gemara will explain that. So from this pasuk we see that kelim that were used for Avodah Zarah must be destroyed. But yochel, I would think, osum v'loy gomrum. If you just made the kelim, but you didn't finish them, or even gomrum v'loy yevim, even if they were finished, but they were not brought yet. Or even Hevium, they were brought already, but they still were not used for Avodah Zarah. Yochel, I would think, you are student, they also should be also. That when we say that Kalim for Avodah Zarah are also, it becomes also right away, even if it wasn't used yet. Talmud Loim, as the Pasuk says, Asher Ovdu Shom Hagoyim. The Pasuk says you should destroy all the places, which, as we said before, mean the vessels that the Goyim, the nations, worship there. That teaches us, She'ein Asurin Ache Yavdu, that they are not forbidden unless they are worshipped, which means that if the kelim were already used for Avodah Zarah, that's when they are osir. But if they were not used yet, they are not osir. Mikan omru, so from here we also learned out, that Avodah Kichovim, Shloi V'Tichovim, is an Avodah Zarah of a goy, Eina Asura Atchet Yoved, is not forbidden unless it was worshipped already. Shel Yisroel, an Avodah Zarah of a Yid, Asura Miyat, is forbidden right away. And the Gemara will explain that since we said before that this pasuk is speaking about the kelim, so how can we learn out from here that the same din applies to the Avodah Zarah itself? But the Gemara will explain that. This is the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva says, Chiluv hadvarim, the thing is just the opposite. That Avodah Kichovim Shulay V'Tichovim Asura Miyat. Avodah Zarah V'Goy is forbidden right away. Mishal Yisrael, but in Avodah Zarah V'Yid, Achati Yoved is not forbidden till it is worshipped. This is the Braise. So from this Braise we see that the din in our Mishnah, that Avodah Zarah of a Goy is forbidden right away and of a Yid is not forbidden till it's worshipped, goes according to the Bakira and not according to the Bishmur. Now the Gemara will explain the Braise. Omar Mar, we learned just before in the Braise, the Kelim Shenishtam Shebehem Lavodas Kichov Makos of Medabe, that this Posig where it says, Abed to Abdunas Kol HaMekoyim Es Asher Avdu Shem HaGoyim, is speaking concerning vessels that were used for Avodah Zarah. But the Gemara asks, "Hamakoymes ksiv? How can you say it's talking about vessels when the pasuk says mekoymes places?" The Gemara answers, "Im ein oinyan lemekoymes d'loy mitzera." Since we cannot use this pasuk for the places, because the places themselves, the earth, the land itself, is not osur ksiv, because there's another pasuk that says, "Alekayem alahorim," that you should destroy the gods on the mountains. So we darshin v'loy ha-horim elikeyem, but not the mountains, which are their gods, which means if a goy worships the mountain, since it's karka, it doesn't become osir. So since from that pasuk we see that the place, the land itself, that is an avodah zarah, cannot be osir, so the pasuk where it says you should destroy the places of the avodah zarah cannot refer to the place itself, so tnei yinyan l'kelim, so we use the pasuk for kelim. Because we have this rule that whenever we have a pasuk that cannot be used for whatever reason, for whatever the pasuk actually is saying, we use it for another case which is similar. So here too, since we can't use it for what the pasuk is saying, that we're talking about the places themselves, so we use the pasuk for kelim. And from this pasuk we see that you have to destroy the kelim that were used for avodah zarah. And then the braisa continued, mikan nomer, from here they said, that avodah kechavim shloimet kechavim mein asura lachet yavet. Avodah zarah of a goy is not also till it's worshipped. Israel miyad, but David Zorah, but he just also right away. So the Gemara asks, how can you say that? V'habe keli mukim nalo. How can you learn out from this pasuk that the David Zorah of a goy is also not also till it's worshipped? Didn't we just say that the pasuk is speaking about kelim? How can we learn out from here concerning the David Zorah itself? And the Gemara answers, Omakro, the pasuk says, Asher atem yorishim oisom, those that you inherit, Eselikayim, their God. Since the pasuk says you yarshin and it says they're gods, and what do you yarshin? You yarshin kelim. So we compare the elikayim to what you yarshin to the kelim, and we say ma kelim atchayavda, just like by kelim we said before, it's not forbidden unless it was used. It actually was used for worship. Af elikayim na atchayavda. So too their god is not also till it's worshipped. From here that Yishmael knows that avodah zarah of a goy is not also unless it's worshipped. But then the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, who does not compare, obviously he doesn't compare the two. Because Rabbi Akiva holds an Avodah Zarah of a goy is also right away. So he doesn't compare the Avodah Zarah to the kelim. So what does he do with this pasuk where it says, Asher atem yorishim oisim es elikeyem? Omalach, he will tell you, es hifstikinyin. The word es blocks it. Since it says es elikeyem, so usually the word es interrupts. So the Torah is telling us specifically, do not compare Asheratim Yorishim Oisom to Elikayim, and therefore we cannot say that just like the Kelim are not Oser unless it's used, so too the Avodah Zarah, and the Bakiva therefore is able to hold that the Avodah Zarah is Oser right away. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Ashkechem, we find Avodah Kechavim Shloivet Kechavim, the Ein Asura Achet Yavet. We already found a raya from where he knows that an Avodah Zarah of a goy is not Oser till it's worshipped, because we compare it to the Kelim. So we say that just like the kelim are not osir till it's used, so too are avodah zarah. But the Yisrael, the Asura Miyad Minole, how does he know the second half of his deen, that avodah zarah of a yid is osir right away? Maybe the avodah zarah of the yid has the same deen? And the Gemara answers, svaro, it's a svara, it's a logic. Mi doivet kichovim, acheti ovet, it seems by a goy. It is not osir unless it's worshipped, the Yisrael, Asura Miyad. So by a yid, it should be worse, so it's osir right away. So the Gemara says maybe just the opposite. Amen, let us say the Yisroel klalu klaloi. Maybe a yid is not osur at all. What makes you say the yid should be worse? Maybe by yid it's better. A goy is osur after it's worshipped, and a yid is different. That's why that it's never osur. So the Gemara says hash the gniza boy itzure lemitzure. Since we know that you have to hide the avodah zarah of a yid, we learn it out later in the Gemara from the pasuk where it says v'som basayser, that you have to put it away. You have to hide it. So what can you say that it's not osir? If it wouldn't be osir, why should you have to hide it? So obviously, the avodah zarah of a yid is also osir. So we cannot say that the avodah zarah of a yid is never osir, and that's how it's different in the goyis. So therefore, we must say that the avodah zarah of a yid is different, that it becomes osir right away. But the Gemara asks, how do you know that the vehemel to say, the same as a goy? Who said it has to be different? Maybe that just like the avodah zarah of a goy is not osir till it's worshipped, so too the avodah zarah of a yid is not osir till it's worshipped. Gemara answers, Omakor, the pasuk says that chataschem asher asisem es egel. He reminds them of the aveda that they did. They made the egel. So there, the pasuk says asher asisem es egel, that you made the egel. It doesn't say that you worship the egel. It says your sin that you made the egel. So from there we see mishat asiyah kom libechet. That from the moment it says they made it, you have an aveda already, because the pasuk says chataschem asher asisem es egel. So we see that right away, as soon as you make it, right away it is osir. So the Gemara says, no, how do you know that? Maybe this pasuk only teaches us that the person has an aveda. As soon as the person makes an aveda zara, he did an Avera, but it's Sure Loi Mitzre, but maybe it doesn't become Osur. We're not talking here about the Avera of the person. We're talking about the object, whether the object has a din of Avodah Zarah that it's Osur Bahano or not. So from this pasuk, we only see that it's a chet to make an Avodah Zarah. So maybe Taka, the person, has a chet. But how do we know that the object becomes Osur? And the Gemara answers, oh, Makro, there's another pasuk that says, Oror ha'ish ashayase pesel maseicha, that cursed is the person that will make a pesel maseicha, that will make an idol. So we see that Mishas Asiye comely order, that from the moment he makes it, he has this curse already, because the pasuk says, Oror ha'ish ashayase pesel. It doesn't say, Oror ha'ish curses the person that will worship a pesel, that will make the pesel. So we see that from the moment he makes it, he is cursed. So the Gemara asks, Ein let us say, Hanem it will make him gavra butter. Maybe this is just that the person has a curse from when he makes it. Itzure le mitzure, but how do you know it becomes usher? Maybe the object doesn't become usher. The person is speaking about the person. And the person is cursed for doing it. But how do we know that the object becomes usher? The Gemara answers, Say avas Hashem ksiv. In that same pasuk where it says, Oru ha'isha sheyasa pesel maseicha, the pasuk continues, Say avas Hashem. It's a disgusting thing of Hashem. So we see from there that not only is the person cursed, but the object is a disgusting object, which means that the object becomes osur. As soon as the pasuk says asher yaseh, so from there we see that when a yid makes an avodah zarah, from the moment he makes it, it becomes tayavas Hashem, it becomes already an avodah zarah. But then the Gemara asks, Rabbi Akiva, what will Rabbi Akiva do with that? Rabbi Akiva holds that if a yid makes an avodah zarah, it doesn't become osur till it's worshipped. But doesn't the pasuk say here, Oror ha'ish asher yaseh pesel maseicha tayavas Hashem, that from when you make it, it becomes tayavas Hashem? And the Gemara answers that the Bekivi will learn the Pshat is Dover Hamevi Lidei Te'eva. And the Pasuk is telling us that when you make an Avodah Zarah, you're making something that will bring you to disgusting. The disgusting part is when you worship it. And the Pasuk says, cursed is the person who makes an Pesel Maseicha that will bring him to do the disgusting thing to worship. Then the Gemara continues, Rabbi Akiva, how does he know his deen that the Avodah Zarah of a goy is also right away as soon as he makes it? Omar Ula Saul answered, Omar, because the pasuk says, Psile Elokeim Tisru from Be'ej, the carved out idols of the goyim, you should burn in fire. So from here we see, Nisha Posloi Naselika. It's a psile elekeim. From when he carves it, from when he makes it, it becomes already a god, which means it becomes an avodah zarah. And there we see that when a goy makes an avodah zarah, it becomes right away an avodah zarah. Then the Gemara says, V'idoch, the other one, Rabbi Shmuel, what does he do with this pasuk? Doesn't this pasuk teach us that as soon as he makes it, as soon as he carves it, it becomes a god, it becomes an idol? So how can Rabbi Shmuel say that it doesn't become us until after it's worshipped? And he answers, Ahumi boy, little digaton, Rabbi Yosef. He needs this pasuk for something else, for what Rabbi Yosef said. The Tanya Rabbi Yosef, because Rabbi Yosef learned, Minayin lav oivet yechovim shel poisel elei kahoi. How do we know that a goy can poisel, can be mevatel, can nullify his own God? That if a goy is mevatel in avodah zarah, it becomes batel, it becomes muter. Shenamer, he learns that from this pasuk, psile elei kahem tisra from beis. The pasuk says, psile elei kahem, that he could, their own God, make poisel, destroy it and make it batel. The Ido, so the Kashi is the Rebbe Akiva who uses this pasuk to teach us that from soon as you make it, it becomes Osir. So from where does he know that a goy is able to be Mevatel his Avodah Zarah? The Gemara answers, Nafkele mi de Shmuli. Learns it out from what Shmuel said. Shmuel, Rami, Shmuel asked the question. See, in one pasuk it says, Loi sachmoit kesev ezov aleim. This is the end of that same pasuk, Psile lekeim tisra from Be'esh, which is in Pasha Ekev, Kepitel Zayim, pasuk of Hei. So afterwards it says, Loi sachmoit kesev ezov aleim, you should not desire the silver and the gold that's on them, and the pasuk continues, and you should take it to you. So he asks the question. The beginning of the pasuk says, do not desire the silver and the gold on them. Uksiv, then later the pasuk says, you could take it to you, which is mashme, that you could take it, which means that it's not osir. And the answer is, okay, how is it possible? If he made it into a god, he carved it out to be a god, then you're not allowed to desire it, which means you're not allowed to take it. If he carved it out from it being a god, which means he was mevatel it, then you're allowed to take it. So from here we see that if a goy was mevatel his avodah zarah, a yid is allowed to take it. Then the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Akiva, we find avodah kichavim shleivet kichavim tasurim miyat. We got to see from this pasuk where it says psila lekeim that a goy who makes an avodah zarah is also right away. The Yisrael Achet Yoved Minolon, but from where do we know that when a Yid makes an Avodah Zarah, it's not Osir until it is worshipped? Omar and Yudas Rebuda said, Omar, because the Pasuk says, Son Basoset. The Pasuk we quoted before where it says, that order Yish Ashayasa Pesel Masecho, that curses the person that will make a carved out image. And Avodah Zarah, and the Pasuk continues, the Son Basoset, and he will put it in a hiding place. So from here we learn out, that it's not an Avodah Zarah until he does with the things that are done in hiding. Because it's self-understood that in a Yid who will worship Avodah Zarah, he would only do it in hiding. He wouldn't do it in public. Because he knows he will be punished for it. So therefore he does it in hiding. And the Pasuk says, V'samba Sosei, we will put it in hiding. That teaches us that when does it become a Pesel Masecha? When is it Osir? Only after he does do it, the things that are done in hiding, which means he worships it. The question is on Rabbi Shmuel. What does he do with this Pasuk? Doesn't this Pasuk indicate that it's not an Avodah Zarah till he does to it the things in hiding, which is the worship? He says, that Pasuk is needed for what Rabbi Yitzchak said. The Omer of Yitzchak, because Rabbi Yitzchak said, Menayin Avodas Kichavim Shel Yisrael Shetu'un Gnizeh. How do we know that an Avodah Zarah of a Yid has to be hidden? Shneimer, because the Pasuk says this, Son Basoser, that you should put it in hiding. So he uses this Pasuk to teach us the other din that you must hide the Avodah Zarah of a Yid, you must bury it in the ground. Beidoch. So the question that Rabbi Akiva, from where does he know this din that an Avodah Zarah of a Yid has to be hidden? And the Gemara answers, Nafkele mit Rav Chisda Marav. He learns it out from what Rav Chisda said in the name of Rav. The Omer Rav Chisda Marav, because Rav Chisda said in the name of Rav, Minayin Lavodes Kechovin Shul Yisrael Shetu Negnize. From where do we know that an Avodah Zarah of a Yid has to be hidden? Shneimer, because the Pasuk says, Laisita Lecho Asheira Kol Eitz Eitzel Mizbeach, that you should not plant an Asheira, which is a tree that is worshipped. Any tree next to the Mizbeach. So the Pasuk compares the Asherah, which is an Avodah Zarah, to Mizbeach, to teach us, Ma Mizbeach Ton Gnize, just like a Mizbeach. If it can be used, then you have to hide it, Af Asherah Ton Gnize. So too the Asherah, the Avodah Zarah, also has to be hidden. Just like a Mizbeach, you can't do anything with it. If it can be used as a Mizbeach, you can't do anything else because it's Oseh Bahanoah. So the only thing you can do with it is hide it. So too, the Asherah, the Avodah Zarah, also has to be hidden. What is the other one? Who learned out this deen that you have to hide the Avodah Zarah of a Yid from the Pasuk, the Son Basoser. What does he do with this Pasuk? So he says, he needs it for what Rish Lakish said. Rish Lakish said, anybody who appoints a judge that is not fit to his job, it's as if he planted an Asherah and Avodah Zarah among the Yidin. Because the Pasuk says, judges and police you should appoint, you should put in all your gates in all your cities. The Samichleya next to it says, Loisita Lucha Asherah Kolet, that you should not plant any Asherah, any Avodah Zarah, any tree. And since the Pasuk compares the two, so this teaches us that it's possible that when you appoint a judge, it should be similar to planting an Asherah. What is that? If you appoint a judge, that is not fit. And Omer Rav Asher said, "Ubemalkayim Tamid Chachamim." If this is done in a place of Tamid Chachamim, ki ilu nata yetsom mizbeach. Then it's not only that he planted an Asherah and Avodah Zarah, but it's as if he planted that Asherah next to the mizbeach. Remember, because the pasuk continues, "Yetsom mizbeach," next to the mizbeach, and the mizbeach refers to Tamid Chachamim. Just like the Asherah we said before refers to the people, the judges, so too the word mizbeach refers to people who are in that category. That means Tamid Chachamim. So he uses this pasuk, he teaches this deen, that if somebody appoints a judge that is not proper, so then it's as if he planted an Asherah, and in the place of Tamid HaChachamim, it's as if he planted an Asherah next to the Mizbeach. But Tosfos just asked the question, when we want to learn now that an Avodah Zarah of a Yid has to be hidden, which means it has to be destroyed and there is no use that you can have from it, why do we have to learn it out from the comparison to the Mizbeach, as we said before, or learn it out from V'Son Basoser? Why can't we learn it out from the Egel? What did Moshe Rabbeinu do with the Egel? He ground it, and he got rid of it. He destroyed it. So from there itself, we see that you must destroy an Avodah Zarah of a Yid. And Tosfos says that there we can't learn out because there are different reasons given by Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim why Moshe Rabbeinu did it. According to Rabbi Yossi, maybe it was because of the covet of the Yidin. Since this caused the Yidin to have a takola, to have a problem, that's why he destroyed it. And according to the Rabbanan, the reason he grounded was because he took the powder, mixed it with water, and gave the people to drink, because he wanted to be biting them like a saita. So the Mela, that could be a special din. So we can't learn out from there that you must destroy the Avodah Zarah of a Yid. That's why we have to have the psukim here. And the Gemara continues, Boy, Rav Amnon asked the question, Risach Kela Avodah Kechavim Ahu, if he fixed the Kela for Avodah Zarah, what is the din? It was a Kela that was broken, and he took a hammer and banged on it, and he flattened it out, that all the holes were filled up, and it became a good Kela again, and he did this for the sake of avodah zarah, what is the din? Does it become osur right away or not? And the Gemara explains, avodah kichavim the man, and avodah zarah of who? Ilay avodah kichavim David kichavim. If you're going to be talking about an avodah zarah of a goy, so then bein l'Rabbi Shmuel ubein l'Rabbi Akiva misham shavodah kichavim. Whether it is according to Rabbi Shmuel or according to Rabbi Akiva, since this is only misham shavodah kichavim, this is only a kele that is used for avodah zarah. This is not an avodah zarah itself. And mishamshim, things that served avodah zarah are not osur until they're worshipped, and this is according to both. The machloikas we had before between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is only concerning the avodah zarah itself, but concerning the kelim, everyone agrees that it's not osur till it's used. As the Gemara said before, if we learn out from the pasuk where it says abei ta'abdun eskol ha'mekoyimis asher avdu shem ha'goyim, that this pasuk is speaking about the kelim, and there was no machloikas. The only machloikas was whether we compare the avodah zarah to the kelim. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, he darshan the pasuk asher atem yoshim oisem et alekeim, that we compare alekeim to yoshim, which is kelim. And Rabbi Akiva said we don't compare because es, the word es, is mafsik. But according to both, the kelim are not osir until they're used. So what kind of question is it here? Whether when you fix the kelim to avodah zarah, if it's osir, it's definitely not osir until it's used for the avodah zarah. Ve'elo avodah kichavim di Yisrael. So we must be talking here about kelim that were fixed for the sake of an avodah zarah vayit. Now, aliba deman. The question is, according to who? Ilei maribet Rabbi Akiva. If you're going to say that your question is according to Rabbi Akiva, so then there's a simple answer. Hashtehi gufa loy mitzer achet yaved. Madach an avodah zarah itself of a yid, according to Rabbi Akiva, is not also till it's worshipped. Nisham she'al miboye. So you have a question concerning the kelim for it. The kelim certainly are not osir until it's used. And therefore, what kind of question are you asking? Whether when you fix the kelim for avodah zarah of a yid, if it's osir right away. It's certainly not worse than the avodah zarah itself. So certainly it's not osir right away. Ve'elo, therefore, you must say, aliba de Rabbi Shmuel. The question is according to Rabbi Shmuel. The Omar, he says, asura miyat. The avodah zarah of a yid is osir right away. So the question is, my, what is the din concerning if you fix the kelim for the avodah zarah of a yid? What is the din? Do we say mishamshim and mishamshim gomrinen, that we learn now the din of mishamshim, din of kelim of avodah zarah from a yid, from the din of kelim by the din of avodah zarah bar goy? And we say ma hosam, just like by the din of kelim of avodah zarah bar goy, the din is achay avdu, it's not also till it is worshipped, like we learn now from the pasuk tab abe tab neskolam koymes. Avhocha, so here too, the kelim of an avodah zarah of a yid is also not osur achay avdu, because we have one general din of kelim, and we learn out the din of kelim by the avodah zarah of a yid from the din of kelim by the avodah zarah of a goy. Or idiomor, maybe minogamar, we learn out the din of kelim from the din of avodah zarah, and we say mahi asur miyah, just like the avodah zarah itself of a yid is osur right away. Afisham sheh asur miyah, so to its kelim, the kelim for the avodah zarah of a yid are also osur right away. And that is the Shaila, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, the kelim that was fixed to the avodah zarah of a yid, is it also right away or not? Then the Gemara asks, Ma yiri de kumaboy le risach kele? Why did you only ask the question when he fixed the kele, he boy le also? Why didn't he ask the same question if he made a kele? Why did he pick the example? If he fixed a broken kele for avodah zarah, if it's also right away or not, the same question would be, if a person makes a kele for an avodah zarah of a yid, is it also right away or not? The Gemara says, Rav Hanunah mishum tumah yishayne kame boyele. Rav Hanunah asked this question because of the din of an old tumah. It's not because we learn in the Mishnah, klei matches shuteyem umekablein tmeim, vessels made of metal, whether it is flat or it is a kele which could receive something, it has walls around it and could receive a matches with a kabbalah, in both cases a tomei, because certain kelim are not tomei unless they have a kabbalah. By matches, by metal kelim, even if they're flat, it also is able to be mekabel tomei. Nishtabru, if it was tomei and it broke, toaru, then it becomes toyer again. Chozer va'osan kelim, if again you fixed the kele and you make it into a kele again, yavzeru l'tumah yishayin, it goes back to its old tumah. That's the din by a regular tumah. If a kele became tumah, and then you broke it, and it becomes toyer just because it was broken, then you fix it again, and it automatically gets back its old tumah. The din is, in avodah zarah, midrabbanan is also tumah. Not only the avodah zarah itself, but the kelim that are used for avodah zarah are also tumah. This is his question. The hodra tumah, this din that we say over there in the Mishnah, that when you fix the kele, it goes back to the tumah. Tane Mila Tumah Deraisa, is this only said concerning a Tumah Deraisa, by a real din of Tumah, that if it was Tumah and it was broken and became Toer, and then you fixed it, since it's a Tumah Deraisa, it goes back to the Tumah. Aval Tumah Derabbanan Loi. But concerning a Tumah which is only Midrabbanan, maybe we don't say that. And therefore, by Avodah Zarah, or the Kalim which are used for Avodah Zarah, which is only a Tumah Midrabbanan, maybe we don't say that. In other words, his case here is a Kalim that was used for Avodah Zarah. So this Kayla became Tomek. Then the Kayla was broken. So it became Toyer again. The question is, when you fixed the Kayla and you made it for Avodah Zarah again, does it get back the original Tumah of Avodah Zarah before you even used it? And the reason for the question is, because by a Tumah Deraisa we definitely say it. The question is this only said by a Tumah Deraisa but not by a Tumah Derabbanon? Or deal more maybe, Loish, no, there is no difference. Even by a Tumah Derabbanon we also say the same thing. And then the Gemara asks, let him ask the question by other Tumas Derabbanan. So why did he pick the case of a Tumah of Avodah Zarah? There are other Tumas Derabbanan also. For instance, the Dinis Mideraisa, that Mashkin, liquid which is Tomei, cannot make a Kela Tomei. But the Derabbanan, the Tomedic liquid, could make a Kela Tomei. And the reason for that is because there are certain liquids which can make Tomei. The liquid of a Zava and a Zava, the spit, or the urine, etc., from a Zover or a Zover, they are an Avatumah. They would make Kalim Tomei. That's what the Chachamim made Gzeira, that all other liquids which are Tomei should also be Metamei Kalim. So, Luchura, the same question could be asked there. That if liquid made a Kalim Tomei, which is only a Tumah Derabbanan, and then the Kalim broke, and then you fixed it, does it become Tomei again or not? Why did he pick his question, Dafke, concerning a Tumah Derabbanan of Avodah Zarah? And the Gemara answers, Chodem Igei Chodekam Boyalei. His question was really one out of one, which means really his question was by other Tumas also. The reason he picked his question concerning Avodah Zarah, this was like a second question that came as a result of the first question. Tumah Derabbanan mi hadra loy hadra. His original question is, by a Tumah Derabbanan do we say that if you fix it, that it comes back or doesn't it come back? And he continued, im tinsa loymer loy hadra, even if you're going to say that the answer is that it doesn't come back, Tumah d'Avodah Zarah, but my question still remains concerning the Tumah of Avodah Zarah, Nishav Chumra d'Avodah Zarah. Because of the Chumra of Avodah Zarah, Nishav Yu Rabbanan k'Tumah d'Oraisa Eloi. Did the Chachamim make it like a Tumah d'Oraisa or not? In other words, this question is not only a general question concerning Tumah d'Rabbanan. That's also included. But this question goes a step further, that it's possible that even if by a regular Tumah d'Rabbanan this doesn't happen, it doesn't go back, but could be by Tumah Derabbanan or Avodah Zarah, it would be like a Tumah Deraisa, since Avodah Zarah is very strict. So that's his question. Did the Chachamim say that the Tumah Derabbanan or Avodah Zarah has the same thing as a Tumah Deraisa or not? And the Gemara says, Teiku, there is no answer to this question. Then the Gemara continues, Boy, minei Rabbi Yochanan mei Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yochanan asked the question of Rabbi Yanai, Takroivis, Avodah Kichovim shel Oichlin Mahu. A korban, an offering, that was brought to the Avodah Zarah, a food. What is the din? Mi mehan yeluhu bitle tarina mitume eloi. When a goy is mevatel that korban of Avodah Zarah, that korban that was brought of the food to the Avodah Zarah, does it become toyer of its tume or not? Because we know the din is a goy is able to be mevatel on Avodah Zarah. And when he is mevatel the Avodah Zarah, not only is it not osir anymore, but it's not tome anymore. The question is, if he's mevatel food that was brought as a korban to the Avodah Zarah, does it become toyer automatically or not? But then the Gemara asks, why doesn't he ask the same question concerning kalim? That kalim that were used for Avodah Zarah, if when you are mevatel it, does it become toyer automatically or not? Why did he pick his question dafke concerning food? And the Gemara answers, kalim loy kemeboyele, concerning kalim he didn't have a question. Kivim deislu tarab mikveh, since by kalim there is a din of tarab mikveh. If a keli becomes tome, a regular tume, there is a way to make it toyer. You take it to the mikveh, it becomes toyer. So tume nava bottle. So therefore, it's self-understood that when the goy is mevatel this keli from being a keli to Avodah Zarah, so then the ether goes away, so automatically the tume also goes away. Because the fact that tume is able to go away from a keli is an accepted fact. Because there are other ways you could take tume away from a keli by a regular tume through mikveh. So here too, when he's mevatel the keli, not only does the ether go away, but the tume also goes away. Where was this question? Oichlin, only concerning food. Why? Because food, we know, normally when it becomes tome, cannot become toyer ever. But the question is, when you're mevatel the food from being a korban to Avodah Zarah, do we say that the tume also goes away, even though, generally speaking, there's no such thing as tareh for fu. But then the Gemara asks, "Viti boyle avodas kechavim gufa." Why did he ask the question concerning food that was a korban to avodas zara? Why can't he ask the same question concerning food which is avodas zara itself? For instance, if someone bowed down to a piece of bread, so that piece of bread becomes an avodas zara itself. So why didn't he ask the same question? If a goy is mevatel that avodas zara, that food, does it become toyer automatically or not? Since normally food cannot become toyer, his question would be whether in this case it would become toyer. And the Gemara answers, "Avoidus kechavim gufa avodas zara itself." Loy meboyle, he has no question, because kiven the isure bottle to menamav tela. Because since when the goy is mevatel avodas zara, the isur goes away. So certainly the tumah also goes away, because if it's not an avodas zara anymore, there is no reason for it to be tummy. So he had no question. Kikom meboyle, where was his question? Takroivus avodas kechavim shaloichli mai. If it's a korban of food for avodas zara, there he had his question. Why? Because kiven the isur eloi bottle kidder of gidul, since the isur doesn't become bottle of this korban, like Rav Gidul said, we learned in the beginning of the Pedik, that Rav Gidul learns out from a pasuk that the Torah compares the korban to avodas zara to a mess, and we say just like a mess that body could never become toyer, so too the korban of avodas zara ein lo betei lo ilami can never become bottle. This din that goy is able to be mevatel avodas zara and it's not osir anymore only applies to the avodas zara itself, but not to the korban of avodas zara, as Rav Gidl learns it out from that pasuk. So since concerning food which was a korban to avodas zara, the isur doesn't become bottle, so maybe tumah namah loy bottle, so when a goy is mevatel it, just like the isur doesn't go away, the tumah doesn't go away either, or gilmor maybe isura deraisa loy bottle, taka the isur deraisa is not bottle, the union of it being a korban to avodas zara is not bottle. But tumah derabbanan bottle, but the tumah that's there because it's a korban to avodas zara, which is only a tumah derabbanan, maybe that does become bottle. And that's why he had this question, that if a person is makriv a food for avodas zara and the goy is mevatel it, does it become toher or not? And the Gemara says, teiku, there is no answer to this question. It remains unresolved. But lachura, one might ask a question, why is it that in this case of the avodas zara itself, the Gemara says the reason there was no question was because kiven the isura bottle to menamav tela, because he was so sure, since the goy is able to mevatel the avodas zara itself, so certainly the tumah for sure goes away. Why didn't the Gemara use the same logic in the case before concerning kelim? The Gemara asked before, why didn't he ask the same question concerning kelim? And the Gemara said, kelim there was no question, because since kelim have tara b'mikveh, so therefore the tumah is also bottle. Why didn't the Gemara say the same thing? Since you're able to be mevatel the kelim, and the goy is mevatel the kelim that were used for avodas zara, it becomes bottle and the isur goes away. Since the isur goes away, certainly the tumah goes away. But the Gemara didn't give that reason. The Gemara said a different reason, because since kelim have a tara b'mikveh, the tumah is also bottle. So chora, why didn't the Gemara give the same reason as the Gemara gives here? And therefore Tosfos says, we must say that the kelim we are talking about before are kelim that were used as a korban to avodas zara. Rashi said before that when the Gemara says, why doesn't he ask the question concerning kelim, the Gemara meant kelim that were used for avodas zara. And the din is that kelim that were used for avodas zara, a goy could be mevatel. So according to that, the Gemara Taka could have said that the reason he didn't ask a question there, because since the Easter definitely goes away, so the tumah also goes away. But Taisa says the Gemara didn't mean that. The Gemara meant kelim that were used as a korban to avodas zara. And as we say, that by a korban you cannot be mevatel it. So therefore the Gemara couldn't say that just like the Easter goes away, the tumah goes away. Because concerning those kelim, the Easter Taka doesn't go away. So the only reason the Gemara could give was that since kelim had tara b'mikveh, so therefore the Gemara was sure that the tumah goes away. That only could be said concerning kelim, since kelim have a tara b'mikveh, but food, which is a korban to avodas zara. So on one hand, the isur doesn't go away, and also there is no tara b'mikveh. That's where he had his question, and the Gemara remained with the take-off. Then the Gemara continues, bo amin Rabbi Yosi ben Shaul mi Rebbe. Rabbi Yosi ben Shaul asked the question of Rebbe. Kelim sheshimshu behen the beis chonye, mahu sheyishtamshu behen the beis hamikdash. Kelim that were used in the house of chaynav or chonye, whatever way it's pronounced. What is the din? Can you use the same kelim in the beis hamikdash? And the Gemara says, "Vekom aboyel le'alibe the mandoma beis chonye lav beis avodas kechavim hi." This question is according to the mandoma that holds that beis chonye was not a house of avodas zara. We find in the Gemara in the last pedik of Menachas, it says there that Shimon HaTzadik had a son called Chonye. He ran away because of an argument he had with his brother. He ran away to Mitzrayim, and he built himself there a, so to speak, Beis HaMikdash in the Mizbeach. And as a machloik is there, what he meant with his Mizbeach. When they brought Korbanos on that Mizbeach, One opinion says he meant it for Avodah Zarah, and the other opinion says he meant it L'Shem Shemayim, which means that he meant it to Hashem. It was nevertheless forbidden, because you're not allowed to bring a korban to Hashem anywhere but in the Beis HaMikdash, and in Yerushalayim and the Har HaBayis. But still, it wasn't for Avodah Zarah, but he meant it for Hashem. So he was over on the Isur of Shechut Eichud, of shechting a korban out of the Beis HaMikdash, but this was not Avodah Zarah. But the question here is, kelim that were used in Beis Chanya, in this house of Chanya, can you use them in the Beis HaMikdash? And the Gemara explains that the question is, according to the man Domer that holds, that Beis Chanya is not a house of Avodah Zarah. Because according to the one that holds that it is Avodah Zarah, there is no question. Because the kelim that were used there not only cannot be used in the Beis HaMikdash, they can't even be used for a regular person. Because they are kelim that nishtam shel Avodah Zarah, it's also ba'anor. As we learned before from the Pasuk, Abay to Abdin is kol ha-mekoymes, and we said that that Pasuk is speaking about kelim, that after the kelim are used already, it is also ba'anor. So there would be no question. But the whole question is, according to the one that holds, that Beis Chanya is not a house for Avodah Zarah. And the basis of the question is that now, because we learn the Mishnah Menachos, Koyanim Sheshim Shebe Beis Chanya, Koyanim that did the Avoide in this Beis Chanya, Lo Yisham Shebe Mikdash Shebe Yerushalayim, are now allowed to do the Avoide in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Ve'ein Netzorach Lo Yimel Davar Acha. Certainly, if this happened to Davar Acha, which means to Avoide Zorah, that certainly if Koyanim did the Avoide to Avoide Zorah, are not allowed to do the Avoide in the Beis HaMikdash. So we see here that this Mishnah goes according to the opinion that Beis Chanya was not a house of Avodah Zarah. Because it says clearly, Koyanim that did the Avodah in Beis Chanya cannot do it in the Beis HaMikdash, and certainly they did it to Avodah Zarah. So obviously Beis Chanya was not for Avodah Zarah. And the reason why if a Koyan did the Avodah to the Avodah Zarah, he's not allowed to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, is because it says in Yecheskel, Yan Asher Yeshor So'isem Lifnei Gilaleim, that since you served for their Avodah Zarah, and later the Pasuk says, Lo yikshu elai l'kayin li, they should not get close to do the avodah to me. So that is the reason why a koyin did the avodah for avodah zarah is also to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. The reason why a koyin did the avodah in Beis Chanya and not allowed to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash is because of a knas. The Chachamim made a knas, a fine, that since they did the avodah there, where you're not allowed, even though it's not avodah zarah, but still you're not allowed, they should not do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So the question here is, Koyanim, who the consider Rabbanim? Only Koyanim, the Chachamim, find Mishum de Bnei Dayanim, because they have their own seichel, their own logic, their own intellect, and they chose to do the Avodah in Beis Chanya, so the Chachamim counseled them that they should not be able to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Aval Kelim loy, but Kelim that were used to do the Avodah in Beis Chanya, and Kelim don't have their own intellect, so it's not their fault, so there is no Knas, and therefore you can use those Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. Or maybe, no, there is no difference and you cannot use them either. Omalei, they said to him, Asurin hain, it is forbidden. We had a posik in our hands. We forgot it. In other words, he said, I know the din is a tzosser, and I know that we had a raya from a posik to it, and I forgot what the posik is. Now, the raya from the posik was not concerning Beis Chanya. The raya from the posik was that concerning Avodah Zarah, even in the case where Midaraisa it was mutter, and it was dealing with Kalim. Nevertheless, the Rabbanon constant it. So from there, we compare it to Beis Chanya also. At Beis Chanya also, Midaraisa, it doesn't become Osir. And we're talking about Kalim. So then, nevertheless, the Kalim would be Osir to be used in the Beis HaMikdash. But he said he forgot which Pasuk it was. The Gemara continues, Eisvei, that Rabbi Yosef ben Shaul asked Rebbe a question. The Pasuk it says in Divrei Hayomim. It's in Divrei Hayomim Beis. Kapitel Choftes, Pasuk Yutes, it says, that all the kelim, all the vessels, which King Ochos in his reign did cast away, when he transpassed, when he did the Aveda and Avodah Zarah, so the Koyanim were saying that all the kelim that he used for Avodah Zarah, the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, so heichanu v'higdoshnu, we prepared and we made holy. My love, don't you think, hey Chanu, what do we mean we prepared it, the Adbelina, we toiled it. Since they were Tomei, because they were used for Avodah Zarah, we toiled it. Higdashnu, we made them holy, means the Agdashinu, we made it holy again. We smeared it again, we anointed it again with the Shemen Hamishcha, and the Mele became holy again. Now according to this, it comes out that even by Avodah Zarah, it could be used again. And the reason is, since Midaraisa, these Kalim did not become Osur, even though they were used for Avodah Zarah. Why? Because these Kalim, since they belonged to the Beis HaMikdash, they were Hegdish. Now the din is ein adam oise dava sheina shaloi. A person cannot make something which is not his osir. And therefore, these kalim, since they belong to the Beis Hamikdash, so Ochos could not have made them osir because they're not his. And we see that the Rabbanan has not made them osir either, because they use them again. So he asked him a question, how can you say that kalim that were used in Beis Chanya cannot be used in the Beis Hamikdash? And the reason is because the Chachamim made the Isur. But here we see that in the case of Mederaisa, it's not osir. And after all, we're dealing with kalim which have no das, the Chachamim did not make it osir either. So the same thing should apply to Beis Chanya, that since Mederaisa, it's not osir, because it's not Avodah Zarah. And they are kalim that have no das, they should not be osir Mederabonim. Omar Lei, so he said to him, Baruch Atah L'Shamayim, you are blessed to Shamayim, Shechzarti Li Avidosi, that you returned my loss to me. In other words, I told you that there was a pasuk to support my view, and I forgot it. Through your question, you brought me back the pasuk that is a riot to what I'm saying. Because the pshat in the pasuk that you said, where it says that these kalim were used for Avodah Zarah, Hechanu V'Hikdashnu, and you touched, so that means we prepared it because we toiveled it, and we were magdish it because we anointed it again, that's not the pshat. Hechanu means we prepared it, She'gonzu, we hid them, they hid them. And Hikdashnu means Hikdashnu Achirim Tachtayim, we made them holy, means that we made others holy instead of them. Fakir, this pasuk comes to tell us that they were not allowed to use them. So just like over there, they were not allowed to use them. Why? Even though Mederaisa didn't become osir because Ochos was not able to make it osir because it's not his. Nevertheless, the Rabbanon made the Gzeira and said that it should be osir. The same thing in Beis Chanya, even though Mederaisa it's not osir, the Rabbanon made it osir, and therefore you cannot use the kalim that were used in Beis Chanya to the Beis Hamikdash. Then the Gemara says, maybe there is a riot to this opinion, because we learned in Mesichta Midas, where it speaks about the Ezras Noshim. The first part of the Azorah in the Beis Hamikdash, which was called the Ezras Noshim. And it says there that there were four compartments at the four corners of the Ezras Noshim. And there it explains exactly what each compartment was used for. And it says, Yisrochis Tzvayni, the compartment on the northeast, what was that used for? Bo gonzu beis chashminoi, es avne hamizbeach, sheshokza avne yovan. This is the compartment where the chashminoim stored away, hid, the stones of the mizbeach, which the Greeks made into disgusting, which means they used it for things that they were not allowed. So they were not able to use those stones for the mizbeach, so they had to hide them someplace. So they hid them in the compartment, and the mizrach is fine. Omer Rav Sheshe said, sheshokzu l'avoydes kechovim, that they used it, they made it disgusting, because they used it for avoydes zorah. So we see clearly that even though these stones were not osir, because these are stones that belong to the Beis Hamikdash, and as we said before, ein adam oiser dava sheina shaloi, a person cannot ask for something which is not his. So therefore, in essence, these stones did not become osir through the avoydes zorah. And nevertheless, they had to hide them, so we see that the Rabbanon made the Gzeire, even in such cases that Mideraisa, it is not osir. So the same thing concerning Beis Chanya, even though it's not a house of Avodah Zarah. So therefore, Mideraisa, it shouldn't be osir. Nevertheless, the Rabbanon made the Gzeire, and they said that it should not be. Omer Rapapa said, no, we can't bring a raya from there, because Hosam Kro Ashkech Vadosh, there, concerning that, they found a posik, and they darshened the posik. And through darshening the posik, it comes out that the stones did become osir mideraisa. You see, because the pasuk says, "Bo bo pritzim v'chilaluho," that robbers shall enter into it and profane it and be mechalal it. So this pasuk teaches us that when goyim enter into the Beis Hamikdash, so then the stones of the mizbeach become chum, and since it's chum, it doesn't belong to the Beis Hamikdash anymore. It's hefker. Now, when they pick it up, they are koinim in a hefker. So it becomes theirs, and since it becomes theirs, it becomes osir. The whole reason we said before, like Mideraisa, it's not osir, it can't become Avodah Zarah, because it belongs to Hekdesh. So, Ein Odom, Oysa Dovash Ein Shaloi. The Goyim cannot make it osir because it's not theirs. But since the Pasuk teaches us that by them coming into the Beis Hamikdash, they were Mechalal it, it's not Hekdesh anymore, it's Chum. And since it's not Hekdesh, it doesn't belong to the Beis Hamikdash. So who does it belong to? To nobody. So it's Hefker. So they picked it up, so it becomes theirs because they were Koyim, they acquired it from Hefker. And since it became theirs, they were able to use it for Avodah Zarah and make it osir. So since it became osir, that's why you have to hide it. So from here we have no raya that when Mideraisa is not osir, the Rabbanan also said that you have to hide it and you can't use it. And the Gemara continues that Amre, the Chashmenoim, they said, when they saw what happened to these stones at the Beis Hamikdash, they said, Hey Chenavet, what should we do? Need Berinhu, should we break these stones? In other words, the stones that were originally the Beis Beach. And now it became Avodah Zarah. should we use it again by asking a goy to break it? B'meile, the goy would be mevatel, so it wouldn't be avodah zara anymore. So we could again use it for the mizbeach. We can't, because avonim shleimai samarachmona. The Torah says you should use complete stones. If you're going to break the stones, so it won't be smooth anymore. They will have pegimis, they will have little places where it's not smooth. And the Torah says you have to have smooth stones for the mizbeach. So then if we break it, we can't use it for the mizbeach anyway. Nansirinu, should we file it down? Maybe we should have a goy break it, bimavatul it. It has a begimeh, we will file it down, and then it'll be smooth again and we can use it again. The Torah says we should not pick up a metal on it, so we can't smooth it down with metal. And therefore there was nothing else they could do with it, and they had to hide it. But then the Gemara asks, but why do they have to hide it? Lid berinu, let them break it. Let them break it through a goy. The question is, it still cannot be used for a mizbeach anyway, because it has to be without a begimeh and you can't file it down, and take it for themselves. Because it's not avodah zara anymore, and it's chul, so they could take it for themselves. So why do they have to hide it? Mi lav omer Rav Oshia, didn't Rav Oshia say, bikshu lignis kol kesev ezav sheboilam mishum kaspe udhava she Yerushalayim, that he wanted to make all the gold and silver of the world osur because of the gold and silver of Yerushalayim. The gold and silver of Yerushalayim, most of it was hegdish. So they were afraid any gold and silver that a person had anywhere, maybe it is from Yerushalayim, and maybe it's Hegdish. So therefore the Chachamim wants to make everything osur. Before the Gemara finishes off what the Gemara wanted to bring out, the Gemara continues and says, Avinu, but we thought about it, Yerushalayim havaru b'dalma, is Yerushalayim the majority of the world? How can we make all the gold and silver of the world osur because of the gold and silver of Yerushalayim? Elam Rabbayah, so therefore Rabbayah said, Bikshu lignois dinre hadrayon turayne shife. That he wanted to hide the coins that have the picture of Hadrayon Neturayne. These were kings of Rome, and they made the pictures on the coins. And Shifa means old, that they wanted to hide old coins that had these pictures, and since it's old, you can't tell exactly what it is, so they wanted to make all similar coins also, because maybe this is the coin, the money they used in Yerushalayim. And since the money in Yerushalayim was used a lot for Hegdish, so therefore, all similar coins they wanted to make osur. Until they found a pasuk from the Torah. Shehu muter, that is muter. What's the pasuk? Bo pritzim v'chilalu. That robbers entered and they made it chum. And that teaches us that when the robbers entered, it became chum. And therefore, all these coins of Yerushalayim, even though originally they were hegdish, but since they were taken away by the goyim, they became chum. And now that they became chum, the male people are allowed to keep it. That's why they didn't aser all such coins in the world, because it's not forbidden. But here we see that even though originally it was hegdish, but since the goyim took it, it's not hegdish anymore, it's cool, and it's able to be used by any person, so too the stones that were used in the mizbeach. Even though originally they were part of the mizbeach, but after the goyim came in and became chum, so why can't it be used by simple people later on? So even though they couldn't use it for the mizbeach, because it couldn't be broken and then it couldn't be file down, but why couldn't it be used by other people? And the Gemara answers, over there in the case of the coins, it wasn't used for Hashem. And therefore, even though it was Hegdish, but when the Goyim were Mechalal it, it could be used by ordinary people. But in the case of the Mizbeach, since it was used for Hashem, it's not derecheret, it's not proper, that a simple person should use it. And therefore the Chashvanoim had no other etzer but to hide these stones. Concerning what the Gemara just said, that they wanted to make these coins osir, and Rashi explained that these coins were coins that had the picture of Hadrayon Turaina on it, so that Rabbi Netam and Toises asked the Kasha, it says in the Gemara, Babakama that Sazayim at Beis, Ezim at Beis Yerushalayim, what was the coin of Yerushalayim? David Ushloime Mitzadechot, on one side was David Ushloime, and Yerushalayim Yerakoydish Mitzadachar, and Yerushalayim was on the other side. So how can we say here that the coins of Yerushalayim had the picture of Hadrayon Turaina? And Toises answers that certainly Hadrayonus and Turainus, when they reigned on the Eden, they changed the coin. They took away the original coin and they put their name on the new coin. And after the Churban, that's when they wanted to hide these coins, because these coins were the ones that were used at their time in Yerushalayim. So it comes out that originally the coin had the picture or the name of David Shloim on it, and later on it had the name of Hadrayonus and Turainus. The Rabbi Tam says that when it says here Hadrayone Tiraine, doesn't mean, like Rashi says, names, but Hadrayone means round, brings a raya for the Loshon Hadura Dekanta. Turaine means big, and he brings a raya for that too. And Shaipe means it was rubbed out, and you can't tell the words, because he says that it wasn't the picture of David Shleime that were on the coin. It were names of David Shleime. A picture is not allowed to be on a coin. As it says earlier in Lapam Gimel Amad Aleph, that Tzuras Odom Asura. So therefore all he had was words. When it's rubbed out, you can't read the words. So when it says here that the coins were Hadrayon Turaine, it means round and big coins, that it was rubbed out, they wanted to make all the coins in the world also that's similar to this, because you can't read the words, and maybe we had a coin of Yerushalayim. So it's not a coin with a picture or the name of Hadrayon Turaine, kings that reigned over Yerushalayim, but they were kings from Rome, but it's actually the coin that had the name of David Shleim on it. And Hadrayon Turaine doesn't mean the names of the kings of Rome, but it means round and big. Concerning what the Gemara said before, when they asked the question whether the kelim that were made for Avodah Zarah, and later it was broken, and then it was fixed again, does it go back to its old tumah or not? And the Gemara said, why doesn't he ask the kasha by regular tumas drabanan? And the Gemara answered that he does have that kasha in mind. He just meant to say that even if you're going to tell me by regular tumas drabanan, it doesn't become tumah, maybe by tumah of Avodah Zarah it does become. So what do we mean? Kelim that became tumah at tumah drabanan? So Rashi said, as I said before, that for instance, kelim that became tumah with liquid, and that is only a tumah drabanan. But Tosfos says, we must say that we're talking about kelim that be'etzem are able to become tomei tumah deraisa. Because if we would be talking about kelim that essentially could never become tomei with the tumah deraisa, we wouldn't have a question. Because the Gemara says b'feirish in Sikh the Shabbos that ein choizim the tumah yishana, that they never go back to a tumah yishana. So what kind of question would he have here when we have a b'feirish Gemara that it doesn't go back? But the pshati, that the Gemara over there is talking about a kelim that never could become tomei deraisa. Klei tuchis, for instance, glass kelim, that even when it will touch a sheret or touch a mess, megabom will not become tamei mideraisa. So there we say it doesn't go back to tumah yishana. But the kelim that could become tamei tumah deraisa, but in the case where it became tamei tumah derabanan, the question would be, if it's broken and becomes toyer, and then you fix it, does it become tamei again, or doesn't it become tamei again and it remains toyer?